Report: Cotton Bowl schools take millions in foreign funding, waste millions on left-wing DEI. By Warner Todd Houston on January 10, 2025. As Ohio State and the University of Texas prepare to battle at this year's Cotton Bowl, both schools are already topping the charts in diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, spending and accepting funding from anti-American countries and entities, not to mention pushing wasteful left-wing research. Government watchdog group Open the Books conducted a survey of the spending from these two major universities, which found that wasteful and even dangerous spending is epidemic at the schools. As the group noted, from damaging far-left research to concerning foreign funding, our auditors have some stats on these contenders that you likely won't see on TV. Among its long list of findings, Open the Books detailed that Ohio State, for instance, employs 201 people in their various DEI roles at a salary cost of $13.3 million annually. But, perhaps even more concerning, OSU has accepted an incredible $203.5 million in foreign funding since 2013. The school also wastes millions on nonsense courses with titles such as Queer Ecologies, Gender, Sexuality, and the Environment, and has also taken $749,999 from Joe Biden's corrupt government to fight misinformation and study ways to quash free speech in the U.S. For its part, the University of Texas has spent $8 million on employees in its Division of Diversity and Community Engagement Department and another $1.8 million on employees in other DEI roles. Fortunately, that will not continue because the Lone Star State has passed a law to prevent state-funded schools from maintaining DEI programs and positions. However, the new law did not stop the schools from sinking millions into DEI programs, initiatives, and positions before the ban was implemented. As to foreign funding at Texas, the school has been flooded with $380.5 million from foreign sources since 2013. The biggest dollar amounts came from America's enemies in China and Saudi Arabia. Both schools have also accepted large, wasteful grants from the federal government to fund left-wing foolishness, as well. Ohio received $717,000 from the USDA to come up with ways to convince people to eat bugs instead of real food. And Texas was the happy recipient of $792,443 from Health and Human Services to devise a plan to stop people from believing that everyone is cisgender and heterosexual. Both schools also turned around and gave away some of their cash to extremist, left-wing organizations, with Texas donating to groups including the Equal Justice Center and Austin Justice Coalition. Transgender Equity Consulting Incorporated and Inclusion Nation also received tens of thousands in funding. Open the Books concludes its report by saying, federal taxpayers should be asking for the coin back. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.